guys. Welcome to the Raising Killin podcast. My name is Marsh Naidu, and I blog at raisingkillin.org, where we curate resources for parents raising children with developmental delay and disabilities. On today's episode, which is a bonus episode, we are going to be chatting with Rachel Townsend. Rachel and I have developed somewhat of a tradition where we chat to each other every year on the podcast. And this year she is going to be talking about Pause to Care, which is a local nonprofit here in Dyersburg that she volunteers with. And later on, we will be joined by Miss Sarah Alley. And Sarah is going to be telling us about Addie's Haunted Trail, which is slated to take place next weekend right here in Dyersburg. Rachel, thank you for joining us. And I want to catch up with you, what's been going on with you for the last year. And really excited to have you with us today.
It's always a pleasure, Marsh. I really look forward to these little annual impromptu get-togethers that we have on the podcast. It's always fun and it's always interesting.
Yes, ma'am, it is. So, Rachel, you have had a lot going on this past year. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about the goings-on?
Sure. So my main focus this year has went into animal rescue, and I know I kind of have my fingers into a lot of different organizations, but I've been wanting to get into animal rescue for quite a while. Around January, Pause to Care had invited people to be volunteers via Facebook, and I thought about it, and I was like, you know, that's pulling my heartstrings. I think I have time right now to invest in this, and I was thinking something small, you know, like maybe help them with, you know, photographs or some animal handling. That did not happen. So I started volunteering with Pause to Care in February. I did my orientation and got going.
So what, you know, what all are you doing with them, Rachel? Tell us about the volunteering.
Well, it's thankless work, Marsh, and it's dirty work. So I think everybody in Dyersburg can agree that it is extremely hard to get volunteers to do anything right now. I mean, there's so many charity organizations and there's just not enough hands to go around, right? So at Pause to Care, I go in on the weekends. I was going in through the weekday. Now it's the weekends. And I do kennel cleaning. I do animal enrichment, which is taking the dogs that have behavioral issues or dogs that are just stuck in their kennels all day that haven't been adopted in a long time. Take them out. I work with them. We do enrichment training. We play with toys. We have snuffle mats. And, you know, we have a pretty good time. But it's basically what I'm doing is day-to-day maintenance and care. And, you know, honestly, it's one of the most fulfilling positions that I could have taken as a volunteer because I've really gotten to develop personal relationships with each of them. I know all their names. I know all their quirks. And there's a lot of trust that goes into the relationships that you develop with rescue animals because they come from extremely complicated situations, most of the time, upsetting situations.
Rachel, let me ask you a little bit. Now, I do some volunteer work at Healing Horses. So, guys, that's like out on Parker Road in Drewellyn. But now Pause to Care, I'm not as familiar with Pause to Care. So kind of give me the lowdown, Rachel. Where are they located at? What does it take to become a volunteer? If anyone listening today is interested, how would they go about enrolling? So their location, where they're located at, and hours that they open, and how do you enroll as a volunteer?
Sure. Well, we always need volunteers at Pause to Care all the time. There's always a need. Pause to Care, it formerly was Navi Pet Resort, but about roughly 6 to 7 years ago, it got converted over to the 501c3 Pause to Care. So it went from basically being a boarding house and grooming house for animals to now being a rescue shelter. So the mission of Paws to Care is to work with other rescues, as well as our local Dyersburg Dyer County Humane Society, to try to rehome animals and make sure that we are able to maintain a no-kill status here in the shelter by finding alternate locations for our dogs and cats. We have one cat location and one dog location. Our cat location remains undisclosed to the public until you actually volunteer for, there's many reasons for that. We do have a lot of people that just drop off animals. And then Paws to Care's dog location is on Harris Road off Lennox Nauvoo. For orientations, we usually host those regularly. And if you get on Facebook and follow us at Paws to Care, then all you have to do is check out those orientation times. We usually do them at the Masonic Lodge in downtown Dyersburg. You show up to an orientation and a little bit of paperwork and you're ready to go.
Awesome, Rachel. So your Paws to Care, now you guys have an event, an exciting event coming up. Can you tell me about it?
Well, so we're actually hosting an adopt-a-thon for the Dyersburg Dyer County Humane Society, and Paws to Care has thankfully and graciously decided that they would be able to host a table at that event, so which is awesome. We're thrilled to have so much support and for all of these agencies that have a common goal to be coming together to host this adopt-a-thon. It's going to be November 5th at the Dyersburg Farmers Market from 10 o'clock until 3 o'clock. We're going to have animals. We're going to have live music. We got tables. We got food. We got coffee. I mean, we got everything is planned out except the people. So if we could get the people there, we're going to be in great shape.
We're going to take just a little break. Miss Sarah Alley is going to join us soon. And Sarah is going to tell us all about Addie's Haunted Trail, which is taking place next Saturday at Shekinah Park here in Dyersburg, Tennessee.
Oh, here she comes.
There she is.
Ooh, here hey. I am.
Hey, Miss Sarah.
I'm running crazy, Rachel. I'm at the I'm here at the church and I'm trying to get all the trophies organized and okay, I know you guys have been on for a minute, so have you been talking about the Haunted Trail?
Miss Sarah, please tell us about the upcoming Addie's Haunted Trail that's happening next Saturday.
Okay, absolutely. Addie Swibbs is a very special young lady. She has SMA type 1, and that's basically being born with something like Lou Gehrig's disease, which is what I have. So when she and I chance met, because her mother had to come fix my catheter because her mother's a nurse, and we were talking and she was telling me about her wonderful little redheaded daughter, I said, I need to meet her. So when I met her, one of her dreams was to always go into a haunted house. Well, being in a wheelchair and not really being able to drive yourself very well, you can't go upstairs, much less go in a haunted house. And so whenever she and I met, we discussed it with her parents and caregivers. And I said, well, let's just have a haunted trail. We'll do it. We'll do it right here in this city. We have a beautiful park. And we'll just make it Addie's Haunted Trail. And I said, Addie, even whenever we go to our next journey, we will leave whispers of us behind. And I said, this will be your memories and your beauty that will continue to shine for us. And that's just kind of how it came about. And then everyone in the community really jumped on board. We kept it really protected because these children and young adults and older adults, we're people too, but we have things that we need to be sensitive about. And we just wanted to make sure that no tears, only happiness. So, but the whole community just engulfed us with so much love. And Rachel can tell you as well, because Rachel was Georgie from Stephen King's Inn last year. And her daughter was Pennywise. Mm-hmm. And so I would run them into around the corner to Pennywise. And Pennywise was a little bit accosted at once. I think one child grabbed the balloon and ran with it. But, but this is just something that is special because we have so many special things for children. But children with special needs, they also need so many special things. And so that's what my heart just rendered for them, you know, because I was able to run and jump and do things. And this was one way that I could help her, you know, enjoy just being who she is and showing that we're special and that we love just like you love.
Can you please tell us a little bit about next week for parents that who are keen to bring their kids out to visit the trail? What would be involved? Do we come dressed up? I would just love to give more details.
Yes. Well, here, if you want to be a part of it, the answer is yes. Come dressed up. But we need to make sure, you know, we vet everybody and make sure that there are so many ways you can help. You can dress up. You can help lead kids in pumpkin painting or just whatever. But we do need lots of guides because it's a red light for don't scare and a green light for let's give it to them. And there's also, we need people to help park, all these type things. But now if you are a person that has the needs as Annie and I do, you and your family and friends, you are like the VIP. You invite who you want. And so it's basically, we give the information to the families with these children like me and Annie, and then they choose whoever comes. If you get special invites or whatever, but all the only qualification is that you got to have a VIP to invite you, you know, to go on the trail. So we send VIP invitations out to like nursing homes, other special schools in the area. Last year we had, I know, counties from all over came to this, and they were so happy. There were children with parents. It was just beautiful, you know. The footage that we got from it, the pictures that Rachel took, just they speak volumes. But to be there, it was just amazing.
And I do want to add something to what Ms. Sarah was saying also. Yes, last year, there were hundreds of people. The reception to this event was hundreds. The community supported it heavily. It was beautiful.
Thank you so much, Ms. Sarah. And listen, what time are you guys going to start?
We are saying 6:30. 6:30. And we will probably, we said, hey, we don't have to wait till it's dark to have fun. So we thought we'd start a little earlier this year. And we'll probably wind it up around 10. Well, 9:30 probably. And then we'll probably try to clear the park up by 10.
Miss Sarah, Rachel, thank you guys so much for joining us on the podcast today. I'm going to work this weekend so that we can get it out on Monday so we can tell all the parents about Addie's Haunted Trail, which is going to be next week, Saturday. That's October the 22nd, starting at 5:30 at Okina Park. And Miss Sarah, Rachel, thank you so much for your spirit of joy, your spirit of being a volunteer and just helping the community move forward. It is greatly appreciated. Guys, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having us, Marsh.
Thank you, Marsh, for being an advocate as well.
Thank you, Rachel. Bye, guys. Bye.
Guys, thank you for listening along with us today. Get out there, be the change, put your voice into action and become a volunteer. As you've heard, our community is in dire need of volunteers and there are several organizations that would benefit from your help. A couple of them here in the community are Habitat for Humanity, the Salvation Army, the Mission, Posture Care, Dyersburg, Dyer County Humane Society, Transitions, and Healing Horses. This is just a sampling of the organizations out in our community doing a fantastic job. If you have a particular interest, try and source a nonprofit that's doing similar work as that interest, and consider giving them just an hour or two a week or a month. I know your help would be greatly appreciated. And as we end off the show, I just want to let you know, if you are interested in helping out on Addie's Haunted Trail, go ahead and look up their Facebook page. And Addie is spelled A-D-D-I, Haunted Trail. So guys, until we see you all the next time, as always, remember, get to the top of your mountain. This is Marsh Naidu signing off.